Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From Montana to Mahomes, his call has been synonymous with Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's the voice of the Chiefs kingdom, and he joins The Drive every Monday at 4.
You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're gonna have to deal with the Chiefs!
Here's Mitch Holthus.
We are very happy to be joined in studio right now by Mitch Holthus. He is brought to you by GEHA, that is Government Employees Health Association, and also by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, happy to have you join us in studio today.
Good to be with you. Wish under other circumstances, but when you spend 32 years in the National Football League, I'm giving some formal presentations this week, and I figured up I've been in the league 11,650 days. Three of those have won Super Bowls. Three other days got a ring ceremony. Three other days a parade. That's 9 days. Most of the time in the NFL, most of the time, a good deal of the time, you're in situations like this because it's a league where it's just that's part of the intrigue of the league is you fight through it.
So we have to start with the fourth down and decision. Take me through what you're thinking. How are you feeling when you realize that the Chiefs, from fourth and one from their own 31-yard line, they are not going to punt the ball, and the Chiefs are going to attempt to go for it there in that spot? What are you thinking? What's going through your mind?
Okay. There's three different groups of people that today at 4:03 are – looking at this. One group is Schadenfreude. These are the folks that delight in your misfortune, right? They're kind of loving this. Two is someone who is hurt by it, but you stay wallowed in pity kind of. Three, you analyze it, figure out why it happened, and where do you go from here? Tonight on the show, we talk about it a lot. And I'm just going to give you an excerpt of the show. Some of these came from Coach's presser today, but I think it says a lot. Now, I'm going to give you a precursor to this comment in the fact that I think that the move came from there was such confidence in the Chiefs in fourth down this year. We're seeing something we've never seen, I don't think, in 66 years of Chiefs football or Dallas Texan football. The Chiefs are third in the league in 29 attempts. They are the first in the league with 22 fourth down makes, 22, which is incredible. They're second to New England in making the fourth down 75.9% of the time. New England is first, but they've had 11 fewer attempts and they've had 8 fewer makes. And then on fourth down and less than 4, The Chiefs are near the top of the league and fourth, I believe. But six of them have been fourth and four, fourth and three, fourth and two. Okay. Now you've got this situation. But I want us to listen to Coach Reed, and then I'll bounce off of that and what he had to say about it, because he's owning it. He's wearing it. But my answer to you is a long one. But it starts with there's such a degree of confidence right now in the Chiefs making fourth downs.
So I need to make sure that I give the guys an opportunity on those fourth downs to make plays, take full responsibility for that. Thought we could muster something up there, and I knew points were important. So, but that's my responsibility to make sure those work. We've been so good in that area, whether it was run or pass. And so I felt we were in a good position. I thought we had a good play. Again, I thought it was the right thing to do then. I this is terrible to say in a situation like this because we didn't win and we didn't get that, but I would probably do that same thing again. But I also know when you don't get them, it can be a problem, and especially when they're in that field goal range area. Very aware of that. But again, I thought the risk reward was right for that time. It slapped me in the face, though, so it didn't go that way.
I think that you look at it, and the fact that he was so confident in that call. They ran something very similar in the Cowboy game and made it to Jared Wiley. Does that say I'm going to agree with the call at that point? Is everybody in agreement with it? Probably not. But he said what he said, and he would run it again. But the fact that he's made 22 of them this year gives you a little bit of equity. Now, at their own 31, 10:22 left in the game, the Chiefs defense has held them five straight possessions. I think that's all the stuff he's looking at. But he's not going to sit there and wallow in the mud on it. He's going to move on. And he's owned it. He's wearing it. But I also have three Super Bowl rings because of him, and I trust him.
We haven't really talked as much about the play call. I just think that's just kind of one of those things that people are just always going to nitpick. I think people are frustrated that Kareem Hunt wasn't on the field. Like, when you give that stat about the fourth down conversions that the Chiefs have, we have to acknowledge a big reason why they've been so good on fourth down is because of how good Kareem Hunt is. Yep. And that was not the play call, and he's not even on the field at that point. It's interesting to hear him talk about the risk versus reward, because I see there is so much more risk than reward there. Even if the Chiefs get 2-3 yards there, they're on the 33-yard line on their own side. You still got to go another 30 yards to even get yourself into scoring and field goal range in that scenario. And you just mentioned the defense. I mean, Houston had done nothing defensively so far in the second half of the game. They had ran 18 plays and gotten 17 yards. That's where I want to see them continue to play the field position with Matt Araiza, continue to trust the defense, and try to grind out a 13-10 victory. But that's not how the game played out.
No, and people were critical of him in the Dallas game for not going for it at fourth and, I believe, four near midfield, or barely, I think, maybe on Dallas's half of the field. But that's where I think the analysis, that's the one of the three categories here, the analysis, figuring out what went wrong, and then who's all involved in that discussion. There's a lot of people involved in that discussion, including Mike Frazier, who leads the way in analytics. But it will also be all of the offensive staff that will be discussing it moving forward. And that's why you can't just stay stuck in it. And one of the great things about Andy Reid as a coach and as a leader is that he doesn't say stuck or in the milestone moments. He doesn't say stuck there. And he doesn't say stuck when you get to the flashpoints, because you can't. You can't afford it right now. You've got to figure out a way to beat the Chargers and win out and then hope you get some help. So it's analysis, but it's also moving on.
I felt like in that moment the Chiefs panicked a little bit in some ways. Like, I see Andy as one of the most solid, consistent, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. This is what we do. This is our strategy. It felt very out of character, in my opinion, to do that. That's something I would expect from Dan Campbell, that kind of has the personality of being a gambler. Ron Rivera, Brandon Staley. It was just such an anti-Chiefs move in the most important game that you've had so far this season.
Which is why, though, I gave you the numbers, because the numbers have been so drastically different this year in both fourth down attempts and makes. So it is a change in strategy in many ways that has been there all throughout the season. Now, the fact that he did it then in that situation, again, opens up a lot of discussion. I don't argue with that at all. But the fact that there is just this high degree of confidence, I don't care whether it's in business or if it's in the military or in sports, when you get that level of confidence, sometimes it can lead you to a decision you wouldn't make otherwise. But that's what I think the adjustment and moving on is about.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, you mentioned it. I asked you a couple of weeks ago, hey, what's wrong? What's their biggest problem? And you mentioned just inability to get off the field on third down. That once again kind of reared its ugly head. I don't put this loss on the defense. I thought the defense played exceptionally well in the second half of this game. But just always, it's that third and seven. It's that third and 15. It's just the, you got to get off the field in this scenario. And too many times in this game when the Chiefs defense really needed to step up, really needed to make a play, really needed to force a turnover, they just didn't get it yesterday.
Third down and six or more. The Chiefs are 30th in the league out of 32. And overall third down defense, I think there's only three or four worse. Now, the game tonight, that's without the game tonight, but looking at it, but there have been 73 attempts against the Chiefs on third down and six or more and 22 conversions, and 20 of those are off passes. So you just can't ignore it. It's the same discussion maybe as the fourth and one, but it keeps happening every week. And these are like third and eight or more, not just third and six or more. So again, it's you look at scheme, you look at personnel on the field. I think we saw Noah Williams do some really good things. He seems aggressive. And with McDuffie going down, somebody had to step up. But personnel, scheme, you matching against the opponents, it's kind of the same discussion we had last week. But you got to win those. And you say it didn't cost him the game because the defense rallied it. Chris Jones was amazing. Chris Jones was like, just jump on my back. I'm going to take everybody in this stadium and let's go. And he started with the first play of the third quarter. He absolutely flipped the game by himself, and then everybody kind of jumped on, including the offense. But in the first half, you can say it didn't cost him the game, but what's that game in the first half if you don't give up those long third downs? And it might have been 0-0 at halftime or 3-0. And so every little thing mattered in a game like that, and it will matter in the Charger game. That's December football. So whether it's special teams or defense or offense, but if you get a chance to have third and six or more, you got to get off the field, whether that's scheme, pressure, coverage, it's all of that. Because I was with Bob Fesco and with Dusty on Friday, we played Nick Bolton's comment about it's a combination of pressure and coverage, and that's a normal answer. It's not a nuclear physics answer. But then if you take it beyond that, are you a nickel or are you a dime? What's your nickel personnel look like? What's your dime personnel look like? And again, I think all that is being analyzed, but the time is at hand. You got to get it figured out this week because the Chargers won that game in Brazil because they were able to convert third and very long.
There's been a lot of conversation about yesterday being the end of the dynasty. Did it give you that feel yesterday?
No, it doesn't. Now, you've got to be realistic about looking at the roster, but and then you got to be realistic looking at just the, you're down four offensive linemen. I mean, Esipola yesterday, what he did was,
I thought he played well.
Borderline miracle. Dude, yeah. He'd never played. And you're going against Danielle Hunter, and you have a 12.2 pressure rate allowed. But I liked him way back, even in the summertime, knowing he hasn't hardly played much football. I don't even think he played in junior college at Chabot, and he played some at Washington State. Excuse me, this guy's just getting started. But all that comes into play here. But there's not this feeling to me like the it's crashing down and this is the end of it. It would be if Coach retired or if Veach retired or moved on or whatever. Then you start to get that. But the infrastructure's still there. It's a strong, strong base.
That's kind of how I feel in this, and I understand, you know, fans want this person held accountable or this person held accountable. I kind of get it.
And I get it, too. The fans, I mean, shoot, it was my best day of my life.
Like, I feel like, at least from a power structure, man, from what you've built up over the last five, 6 years, a majority of the staff and the foundation, as you just alluded to, they deserve an opportunity to fix this thing and get it right back on path. So you can't, to me, go from this team won 15 games, went to the Super Bowl, and now we need to completely change house. Now, there's going to be some changes, and we got time to talk about what those changes are, but I'm wholeheartedly on the side of Andy can come back and help fix this. Brett needs to come back, and the staff, and hey, it's a little bit off track, but I'm with you. The foundation is still there. You got a very good young pass rusher in George Karlaftis. You got the best quarterback in the league. You got the best coach in the league. This is a team that can still win double-digit games this year. They're not that far off, but just one or two plays, one or two players, a couple of misses in the draft, a miss in free agency, and in a razor-thin margin league like the National Football League, that can get you beat.
And you throw in the schedule, which is ridiculous this year. Not just the teams you're playing, but when you have to play. And those were being road games. They weren't last year. There weren't the Sunday night, Monday night road games. There was one Sunday night game on the road. It was early against Atlanta. This year, it's just been loaded up. And then to play in the short weeks. That all sounds like an excuse. It's all factored in. But again, this is when you got to try to rally. Who do you have healthy? That's the biggest, you're calling it the role now. This is the Alamo. And who do we have? And so that'll be the biggest thing Tuesday, Wednesday in the week. And then you just got to somehow rally it and get a resurgence to try to beat the Chargers and try to do this week by week.
Right now, we're joined in studio by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Mitch, I'll get you out of here with this. Chiefs Kingdom is winding down. Where are you guys at today? Who do you guys have coming on?
Lenexa, we're not far away. We'll be at the Hy-Vee in Lenexa on 87th Street in the Belldozer. Blake Bell is going to be our guest tonight. I'm kind of fired up about it. Blake's a personality, you know, and has done awesome things. But he's also like the bodyguard of Kelsey. So he's had a very interesting life, Belldozer, both on the field and off the field. And we'll jump into that tonight. But he also dealt with all kinds of adversity, injuries. I mean, he's got three Super Bowl rings with the Chiefs, and he had to do dirty work to do that. But we're going to dive into these same discussions. It's pertinent. And then we get into with Coach. We get into all of the things we talked about, including the fourth down play and responsibility and how do you react moving forward. We get into all that tonight. We'll have a good, strong 15-minute segment with him.
That is Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show. His appearance is brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association, Incorporated, and also Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, always great catching up with you.
Oh, yeah. We'll just keep pressing on. As I told you, most of the days when you're in this business are like this one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.